Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're going to talk to a woman here who just moved in with her man thing.
Ooh.
And apparently found something that he may or may not have been hiding from her. Kathy?
Yes.
Tell us what's happening.
So the long and the short is I love my boyfriend, right? And we decided to move in together. He didn't really make space for me. So I got here and I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll figure this out on my own, which I did. I went and tried to find a drawer for myself. And when I did open it, there were lots of mementos, like letters and cards and from his ex-girlfriend. But that wasn't even the worst part.
Oh.
It was a pair of panties as well.
Yeah,
so that's a little dicey.
That was in the drawer. I have
to do this. I do this to every person like you, so don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
We just need to get over the little lie that you told at the front there where, oh, my God, I was just trying to make space for myself. What you did was you snooped through
everything.
Every single drawer in his room. That's the first thing that happened. There's no...
Okay. Like,
Just own that. I love that you had a backstory for it. It was like...
Right.
It's so...
I'm still the victim.
Right. It's still weird that allegedly weird that he has a drawer, but...
This is subjective in terms of words, right? Like, I was snooping, but
there
that's what we do. So I thought that was a given.
Okay.
My bad. You're right. I'll address it and I'll own it. You're
okay.
Damn right.
Good.
I'm moving in with this man. Like,
yeah.
I would not snoop. Like, if he was moving in with me, I would obviously clean up before he got there. If there was something
right.
I felt like I needed to hide, or I would be like, you know, have at it. This is my man. We live together now. There should be no secrets and weird oddities. And this is a weird oddity.
I kind of feel like if I'm moving in with someone, I've trust them. So
you got into that part
because I don't have to verify the trust. I trust them. I don't have to like background check
them.
Well,
you're absolutely right, and I did trust him. Mm. And you're right, I was snooping, but I honest to God needed a place to put my stuff.
Yeah.
So I literally went in this space. Maybe it was snooping. Maybe it was looking for a place. The bottom line is there's stuff that I don't think should be there. So. I mean, am I wrong, you guys? Panties, really?
Did you tell him that you saw, hey, what's with the drawer with the stuff? Or he doesn't know you now?
I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. I haven't addressed it.
Oh, yay. Now we have a sort of a lie, untruth stacked upon.
No.
Yeah, this is starting to get really good.
No.
Your relationship is rocking. It's off to
this is a good place to start.
This is a narrative that I will not subscribe to. Wait a minute. How did I get to be the bad guy?
Well, first you snooped, and then second, now you're, yeah. Withholding the results of your snoop.
I get it.
You
guys, so that I can get a better understanding, so that I won't go in there with only my brain. I thought I would ask.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Honestly, I just wanted some feedback.
Steve.
Yeah.
I know you have letters. You've read them to us.
That's true. Yeah, but if I was going to invite a lady to move in with me, if we're that far into a relationship, one. I would make room for her before she got in there.
Uh-huh.
And two, I would have made sure
all
the stuff in the drawer was somewhere else.
You wouldn't get rid of it.
Make sure
get it out of sight.
Out of sight of yes.
Yes, a crawl space someplace with spiders that she wouldn't go to.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bury it in the backyard.
Are you sure he wants you moving in? Because it doesn't sound like he's really...
I don't think he thought it through, to be honest with you. I think that my boyfriend is very, like, in the moment kind of person, which can be a good thing, but it can also be a hindrance if you're not thinking, I don't want to say global, you know, like full picture. You're not taking everything into account. He's that guy. He's kind of like focused on what he's focused on, and then everything else just lets the chips fall where they may, if that makes sense.
Kathy, if your relationship implodes, your panties will be in the drawer for the next woman to come across. And yeah,
that's where,
like, I don't know that I want that, and I most certainly will not be letting him have my panties.
Yeah, don't let him do laundry there, because that's, it's the old dryer ate it thing.
So what do you guys think? Like, am I, how do I bring this up? How do I even address this?
I don't know.
Yes,
I,
please weigh in.
Okay. We're
the panties kind of, because I think having sentimental, like, I keep a lot of cards and letters and stuff.
Yeah.
And recently I found some things, and I had, like, pictures of me and my ex, like, kissing and stuff, and, like, with the letter, and I was like, do I get rid of this? But it was like,
it's still a memory, right?
It's a memory. It was my first love, and I was like, it's not like I'm looking at it like, oh, I wish I was still with him. It's just sort of.
But you don't have his boxers.
But I don't have his boxers.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what took it to the creepster level for me.
Right.
You know, having those things out and not having them put away. It kind of was a little annoying, kind of make my ass itch a little bit.
Yeah.
But more than that, with the panties, I just thought that was just a bit much. Like, really?
I think.
So are we fantasizing or what's happening?
That is kind of within your rights to bring up, like, hey, opened a drawer, noticed it was girls' underwear in there, just wondering what the heck.
What's
like
up?
That, I don't know, if he found some boxers in your drawer, he'd probably be like,
right.
What the heck?
I wouldn't be that weird about that, because girls wear boxers sometimes, and some boys
okay.
like.
Yeah, well, but that's still questionable.
Yeah,
we don't go out and just
if
buy
it's in the
boxers.
Memento drawer, that's
yeah,
when it gets
that's,
like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Kathy, we're going to try to get you some advice. Hang on right there. Don't.
Thank you.
If they moved in together, I feel like she's kind of within her rights to be opening drawers. Not snooping, but like.
Oh, of course you do. No, you're right. You're right. He was dumb
unless,
for leaving it there.
Unless he was like, hey, this is my private drawer. Please don't go in there. He did.
Then you're going in there twice as fast and you know it.
Well, then, like Steve said, put it in a box and put it in
yeah,
the basement.
For sure.
If you're moving in together, like, I would never invite my boyfriend over to move in with me
right,
and then be like, what the heck? You opened a drawer here
right,
in our house that you live with me in? No. What
right,
the heck were you doing in there? Like, come on.
You're right.
She's within her rights.
He's stupid.
Sure, she was snooping, but she lives there now.
Yes.
That's her drawer, too.
How dumb is he to not have moved in?
Everything he's done is not inviting to her.
It's not.
He didn't prep the place to. Yeah.
Do you think
that's
he's
actually probably the bigger issue here, is he's not like, here's your drawer, honey. Here's
right,
where you can put your stuff.
Here's
I need
your
space,
closet.
That says I'm ready.
That's inviting, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not
this
doing
is,
that.
I'm not doing that, and also I have a lot of stuff from my exes.
But is it okay for him to have that stuff?
I think so. The panties.
What if that was his
those,
V card?
That's weird.
I know, but it's.
That's a little weird.
That's a good question, though. We're all allowed to have that drawer.
I
right,
think so.
Just
I don't have it.
Just don't throw it in the face of your other.
Definitely
and
not.
And your wife probably doesn't have it either.
I don't. She might, but I don't think so. I just found that one book that we read the inscription on the air or whatever, but like I don't intentionally keep anything. I'm scorched earth. So.
Yeah. So we're allowed, but just don't throw it in the face of the
other. Don't throw it in the face and don't put it in a place where she might even accidentally stumble. You got to make it more difficult than that. But then it looks like you're hiding it.
It does. Does this mean
that's almost worse if she had to like crawl into a crawl space and go, oh my God, why is this up there? Why didn't you want me to see this?
Yeah. And if Kathy's moving into his place, is she allowed to bring her drawer of mementos into? No.
Yes.
Is she?
Yeah. Of course, it's her house now.
Yes, I agree. But I don't think because you put the box away, it's hiding it. It's just like, I'm not looking at those things all the time, but they're my memories.
Let's all bring it
there.
Let's bring all our boxes in.
I've already brought my book in. I brought the Bridges of Madison County in, and that was it.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so what she has to say something. She has to say, I've seen the panties.
I think it's totally within her rights to say, why do you have girls' underwear in this
For drawer? Sure, start with the backstory, though. of like
definitely was really looking for some space and stumbled upon these underwear.
Yeah. So if you've been in Kathy's situation, she found the drawer of mementos. She wants to confront her man and needs to know what to do next. Brenda.
Yes. Yay.
Yay.
How are you feeling about the panties in the drawer?
Well, number one, I think she just needs to get over it. Everybody has a past. Maybe he don't think about it anymore. And number two, if she doesn't have the nerve to ask him about it, not confront him, but just ask him, their relationship is doomed anyway.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, you can't.
But what words do you say?
Well, there's that.
Like, as I was rummaging, as I was rifling through, as I was FBI searching your entire...
No, you just go, hey, dude, look, I was putting my stuff away. Yeah, I was looking at your stuff, and look, I found this. What's up?
Okay.
It's
confrontation. It doesn't have to be angry. It's just, hey, dude, what's
hey,
up?
What's
crazy, man. I'm not comfortable with it. But if she can't even do that, then whatever. She needs to get over it and move on.
Yeah, get those panties out of there and leave.
Or leave him the panties. If you're going to leave him, at least leave him the panties. Maybe add yours to the collection. So the next time he goes in there, he's like, oh, look, they're growing.
Somebody that's been divorced. If you've been divorced, do you throw away your wedding pictures and the garter?
I did.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
I scorched earth the place. Trust me, there's nothing left.
So some people do, but most people probably don't. I mean, I've been divorced for 30 years, and I still have my wedding pictures and his boutonniere and mine. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's
if somebody
lovely.
Comes into my house and sees my stuff, I'm like, dude, yeah, that's in there. I forgot all about it. Here, let's just toss it out or pack it up and put away with the rest of my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, Brenda. Catherine.
Yes.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that we need to find out what size they are, because maybe he wears them. How well do we know this guy?
Okay. All right.
If he's wearing panties, he's got more than one pair.
Yeah.
And are they really going to be in a drawer with, like,
again,
other stuff?
Yeah.
Other mementos?
What? Like, literally, you guys, our text line is full of people who thinks this guy's a cross-dresser.
Yep.
Like, wouldn't there be more than just panties? Like,
maybe
wouldn't there be
more?
He knew she was moving in, and he wanted to keep it minimal just in case he had to get a fix, like, real quick, you know?
Is that how it worked? I didn't know.
Great advice. Thank you, Catherine.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.